Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Today, Mark chapter 14, verses 12 through 16. On the first day of the festival of unleavened bread, when it was customary to sacrifice the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples asked him, "Where do you want to go and make preparations for you to eat the Passover?" And so he sent two of his disciples, telling them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Then say to the owner of the house he enters, 'The teacher asks, where is my guest house, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he'll show you a large room upstairs, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there." The disciples left and went into the city and found things just as Jesus told them. So they prepared the Passover. When Jesus sent the disciples to make preparations, they did not understand the significance of what they were doing. Jesus was on his way to the cross, and soon he would become the Passover lamb, sacrificed for sin on our behalf. The Jewish celebration for Israel's deliverance from slavery in Egypt would become the believer celebration of deliverance from the slavery of sin. The preparation for the Passover demonstrated the deity of Jesus. He foretold what would happen when they went into the city. They were to follow a man carrying a jar of water. The house they entered was the place to make preparations for the Passover. Surely the disciples were amazed when everything Jesus told them took place just the way he said. They made the preparations for what would become known as the Last Supper. At the Passover with his disciples, Jesus explained that the bread and the wine would take on a new significance. The bread represented his body that would be beaten and crucified. The wine represented the lifeblood of Jesus that would be poured out on the cross. For the believer, the Lord's Supper is not a tradition. It is a re-experiencing of the love that Jesus demonstrated for us by his supreme sacrifice as our Passover lamb. So, Lord Jesus, thank you for being my Passover lamb. Thank you for delivering me from the slavery of sin. I pray in your name. Amen. If you'd like for us to pray for you here at The Journey, please send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.